Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Construction Podcast. In this episode, we're going to discuss in a bit more detail how to choose a carpenter. Carpenters is one of the most used trades after the decorators, in my opinion, because they are capable of doing so many different things. So it's really important to find someone that you can trust. Before we start, I'm just going to identify in a way what a good carpenter might be. So first and foremost is, like in any other business transaction, is if you feel safe in the sense to do business, you feel confident with the person, the way they speak, the way they talk. I mean, I don't know exactly what everyone is looking into a person, but when it comes to a tradesperson, like a carpenter in this instance, I mean, you can see that someone that if he knows what they're doing or not in a way of how they're speaking, but also just be cautious and don't be listen to people faffing about, because some people they talk bigger than they are, and just because they know how to speak. So just take the important lessons and the important information from whenever you discuss with someone. So what is a good carpenter? Well, a good carpenter is someone preferably has some sort of experience. I mean, it depends what you're doing on your project or your house or your investment or whatever, but it's really important to identify the tasks you needed to do. So for example, if you want just to install skirting, yeah, you don't really need the high-end carpenter to do that. Any sort of person with a bit of experience can do a decent job. But in my opinion, you should like always have kind of questions on the workmanship, in a way to see the skill level or how they're planning to do the work, or also how clean they will do it, or if there's going to be any problems. So as I mentioned, the example of skirting, for example, just ask them to walk you through the process of how they're doing, how they install skirting. For example, do they put it with nails? Do they put silicone or glue? Or they do both? Or do they have their own tools? Or are they going to use hand tools or electrical tools? That's something really important as well. And are they... Another thing to notice is, let's say they use nails, are they going to fill up the holes afterwards, or are they going to let the decorator do it? I mean, most of the time they won't do it, don't get me wrong, but that will separate someone from others if they're willing to do that by themselves without you asking them. That means they really take pride to their work. And what else? I mean, ask them, are they going to be working indoors, outdoors, in the sense of, do they have like some decent carpenter, they have like a little gazebo. So they set it up outside, if in case of raining, obviously, and then they do all the cuttings outside. Because if you live in your house right now, and let's say you're remodeling one room only, you don't really want to bring dust and mess to the rest of the house, do you? So that will be something like important. In a way, just ask them the date, like how they work. Like if they try to say, oh, why you didn't know all that on like this, or give you attitude, then maybe they're not the right fit for you, because they might take advantage of you or do something that you're not supposed to. I'm not saying you should know how to do their job. I'm not like, you don't expect to know, but do a bit of research. Like, go online and see, oh, how do you install skirting? I'm just using skirting as an example now again. Yeah, just see the process. And then... then compare it with your, like how they describe it, any task in hand, like how do you hang a door or what kind of hinges are you using? Just note these things down and then do a bit of research to see if what they're saying is valuable or serious or any sort of thing, because it can make it or break it, in the sense of, like, because if it's a more complicated task, like hanging new door frames or creating a door frame or doing a new stud wall, that will actually separate them in a way of, like, from the rest of the competition. If they're willing to do a clean job, and they have their own tool, professional tools, and it will make a difference, trust me, because I work with a lot of tradespeople. I do work every day, and it's not easy to find reliable people as well. So when we find someone that's reliable and doing a very good job, we make sure we retain him, we keep him happy, so he doesn't, so we still can use him for project for our clients. Because end of the day, a tradesperson working for our company or subcontracting anyway is a reflection of our construction company. So he needs to align with our values. And that comes to the same thing as well. When you choose someone directly, a tradesperson directly to come to your house from like Check a Trader or any other of these online platform, even like old, like the older days, the Yellow Book. But regardless where you find your tradespeople, you need to have like a vetting process. And actually, that's a good idea. Maybe I can do like a little PDF. If you let me know if you're interested, and I can create one and send it over to you guys. In a way, kind of questions you may be asking to your tradespeople. Also, confirm that if they're willing to do the price all inclusive, including materials, or they're just gonna do labor cost only, because you have to consider all the facts. Because if they include the materials, they might charge you for admin fee or their time to go and buy. So if it's a small job, it might worth you go and get them yourself if you have the time or if you're feeling confident of buying the right stuff. Or the other case, it might be in the sense of they say, okay, Mr. Smith, I need 20 meters of skirting that includes any offcuts. And yeah, you can choose whatever skirting you want. Because it doesn't really matter what kind of style you're using, for example, just the length, how many lengths you need. Usually they come at lengths of 3.6 meters. So it's better to have a bit more rather than less, because then the tradesperson might be there and say, oh, I can't finish the job now, I have to leave, come back and charge you more. So that's the other thing. But I'm doing another episode on, like, check on YouTube if it's good value for you to buy the materials or for the tradesperson to take full responsibility. So go and watch that. So yeah, I mean, more complicated tasks may include hanging doors or installing a kitchen or doing like a new stud wall. For example, the kitchen installation is not for everyone, because I mean, depends how well the measurements were taken by the kitchen manufacturer, but it's really important to have someone with finesse and patience to install the kitchen. Not every carpenter is a good kitchen fitter as well. It might sound like a simple job, but at the same time, a kitchen is one of the most important rooms in a house. And so if it's not installed properly, that can cause issues down the line. So ask them for some previous work, like to see what kind of kitchens they've done. Or if it's someone local in your area, maybe you can ask them to go and speak to the previous clients. If your kitchen is expensive and important to you, you should find someone that you trust, not just someone that they give you some false reassurance and then they don't do a proper job for you. Because installing a kitchen, as I said, it's a difficult situation. In a way, all the hanging cabinets or cutting the worktop if it's out of MDF, or even if you're doing like Corex or marble or whatever else material, if the installation of the kitchen is not done properly and level, it has to be level at every point, then when they come to install the worktop, you're going to have serious issues. And then they're going to have to leave, or they have to charge you for rectifying the mistakes of the kitchen fitter. So all these things are in a way important for you to consider when you're selecting a carpenter. I hope that was helpful. I mean, what else can I include in the sense of check on the material, like check their van, like do they have tools, how tidy they are, because that applies for every tradesperson, but for carpenters, it's like an art. It's like one of the most difficult trades in a way you can learn. So it says a lot how their van or how their appearance is. So have a look on their van, and if you can, or speak to previous clients, because don't take reviews for granted online, because to be honest with you, it's really hard to get reliable reviews, because they can ask their mate, they say, oh yeah, yeah, book me on for a job so you can give me a review, but they never do the job or stuff like that. So these platforms, as much as trustworthy as they seem, sometimes they may be false, or they might be, they don't care anymore, or they might be good in the past and now they carry on and are doing a good job. So just try and speak to the recent client if you can. I mean, that's not going to solve many things if they don't do a good job with you, but at least safeguard yourself. So yeah, thanks for listening. And any questions, as always, you can reach me on my social media. Thank you, and speak to you later. Bye-bye.